Time for a new forklift? Well, let's kick the new year into high gear with a brand new Toyota forklift. Now through April 30th, you'll get up to a $2,500 rebate when you swap your old competitive branded forklift for a Toyota that delivers legendary efficiency. Don't wait. Trade up to Toyota now. Go to toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate to learn more or find the link in the show notes. That's toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate for your $2,500 rebate.
With e-commerce off the charts, many small and growing warehouses are asking, how can I get ahead when my warehouse is barely keeping up? The answer is future-ready warehouse tech from Zebra Technologies. Warehouses can simplify and upgrade all processes, from automated inventory management to hands-free picking, with Zebra's tailored, scalable mobile solutions. They're simple and intuitive. There's never been a better time to upgrade for success with Zebra. How can your warehouse get ahead? The answer is in black and white. Get the answers at zebra.com/the answer. That's zebra.com/the answer.
Businesses are retooling fulfillment operations, from warehouses to omnichannel, to meet new demand amid unprecedented labor shortages. 3PLs, retailers, B2B distributors, and others are turning to flexible fulfillment solutions like Six River Systems to adapt and scale. Six River Systems' Fulfillment Execution System is an integrated solution that combines intelligent, cloud-based software and automation, including its autonomous mobile robot, AMR, Chuck. No costly or disruptive infrastructure changes, fast and easy associate training, and integrations with other warehouse execution solutions allow operations to meet labor challenges, increase efficiency, and enhance customer engagement. Go to www.sixriver.com to learn more. Go to www.sixriver.com to learn more.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Lawton with the New Warehouse Podcast here at MODEX 2022. I'm here in the booth with David Suarez. He is the VP of Business Development at OneCharge, and OneCharge is bringing us lithium ion batteries to the material handling industry. And we've had David on the podcast before in a group podcast. Actually, I think that was my biggest podcast, most number of guests ever, which was pretty daunting, I'll say, from a host perspective. A lot of different opinions there. So we got David one-on-one this time. One-on-one for OneCharge. See what we're doing there? So tell us a little bit about OneCharge. What do you guys do?
So OneCharge manufactures advanced lithium technology, so for the motive industry, right? So for material handling, we focus on, you know, class 1, class 2, and class 3. Mm-hmm. We work with retrofit and new OEM integration. So for us, we focused on really adding uptime and efficiency as far as operational costs.
Yeah.
So our technology drives those two parts of the lithium offering.
Okay, interesting. And obviously, you know, lithium ion is such a big topic of conversation, right?
Yes.
And making the switch and all these different things. Should I make the switch or not make the switch? What should I do? What does this mean? You know, all these different things. And I'm sure here at MODEX, you know, it's a lot of conversation that's happening. So tell us, you know, why switch?
Right. So why switch? I think there's a couple drivers behind it. It is supply chain driven, right? Okay. We hear that a lot now. It is simply more supply has to move through that current pipeline. And lithium allows for uptime, so extended shifts, less time at maintenance, and then obviously that uptime means they can move more material. That piece coupled with the green initiatives, right? So, you know, that global impact, it is something that is not part of a winds of change. It is it is here and now, and it's real for us. So we have a journey that allows an organization to drive efficiency, to deliver to their customers and ultimately to the world, right? A product in the now economy that does less damage to the environment. Right. So for us, it is a passion to put that energy, the best engineered product in the market, product in the hands of those users that move the world in the supply chain.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's, you know, it's a good reason to switch. And obviously, you know, I think the being more cleaner, like as you mentioned, with the environment is a huge factor as well. And I think, you know, even as we look at just our everyday lives, you know, we're all considering electric, I'm sure, moving to electric vehicles. And, you know, how do we do that? And how do we move away from gasoline and other things that may have some more hazardous impacts on the environment as a whole? So in the sense of, you know, switching over, I'm sure, you know, you're having a lot of attendees coming over asking about this, you know, why should I switch and things of that nature. I mean, what are some of the common questions or maybe concerns that they're coming to you with here at Modex?
Part of what we're hearing as a group is, you know, kind of why change or the why now piece, and it's simply the efficiency side, the maintenance. So there's less maintenance, there's less touches in regards to maintenance, and that's a huge operational cost for any organization that moves a lot of material. So, you know, they're coming to the booth and they're going, you know what, I'm running into these challenges. Let's say employee shortage, right? So workforce shortage. I need systems that run and my uptime needs to be higher. My shifts, I'm adding a second shift or a third shift, or my two 12-hour shifts or what have you, right? So we fold into all those different sectors, if you will, or focus. For us, the lithium and the questions that are being asked is, you know, what do I do with the system after my 5 years, right? And we're seeing, and as an organization, we're not getting those used systems back. They're being resold onto the market. So the customer is getting a longer life out of that power plant. So that power plant, which, you know, they may have to replace once or twice, or they may, in current technologies, have to keep more than one power source in regards to the lead, more than one battery per truck, where they're not running into that with lithium. So I think we have the question on, you know, what do I do at the end of the 5 years? So for us, we have second life applications. The battery still has, you know, just typical number, 40% of life left, so that, that gets continued on in serving in the industry. Or, you know, just really I need to do more with my fleet. So more uptime and more, you know, just move more material. So those are the things that are being asked of us. Those are the questions, you know, how do you make me more efficient? You know, how do you give me more out of that, out of my truck, right? So efficiencies, you know, the green initiative, like I had mentioned, and really the maintenance. So the operational cost, the OPEX is impacted in the overall just workplace safety in regards to there's no gassing with some of the other technologies and those type of things.
All right, very interesting. And, you know, it's always great to be in this type of setting and forum, I guess, you know, well, especially now after it's been so long, but just to get a kind of a pulse and an engage from people out there to really understand, like, what's going on, you know, and what are people really thinking and what are they looking forward to. So it's always good to hear about, you know, what people are hearing at their booth. So with that being said, you know, obviously we talk about, you know, why to switch, right? But now what about the timing of the switch? Like, why should you switch now, or why should you maybe wait a little bit? I think you're going to say don't wait probably. But
So, yeah, I'm going to encourage that to take action now.
Yeah.
But really, I think the timing is right in that post-COVID world, where, again, workplace, green initiatives, doing more with less, right? So pushing more product through that same pipeline, lithium is really that driving force. So the customer's coming to us going, you know what, I know I need to do more. How do I do it?
Yeah.
So, you know, why, you know, I understand the why. How do I do it, right? So there's a couple different models that our technologies allows to be implemented. So it's energy pay-as-you-go models.
Okay.
Those can be. We see leasing as a, you know, as a capital purchase, outright purchase of the equipment. So organizations are finding ways, new ways to really implement and drive some of that demand, if you will, in regards to, you know, they're maybe taking on more capacity, they may be opening more facilities, they may change how they really address the market. So I think some of those things are what we're seeing in the now. So it really drives, so it's kind of overlapping, if you will, between all of those.
Yeah, very interesting. So obviously you're encouraging people to switch now. You think it's a good idea to switch. And so when they look at switching, I mean, should they be switching over their entire fleet, or is there only maybe a certain application they should be switching over? What do you think in regards to that?
To me, I think lead acid has a place in today's industry.
Yeah.
Really, those high demand, multi-shift applications, I think lithium really will serve the organization and give them that uptime, be able to take it on the seasonality without any impact to the equipment or the shifts, right? So I think for me, I think lead can coexist in that space, and I think lithium can also thrive in that space. So for me, is lithium a silver bullet, if you will, within a ecosystem of material handling?
Yeah.
No, I think there is a place for lead in other solutions.
Yeah.
But again, when you have to look at growing or expanding your footprint in regards to distribution, I think lithium is that right answer for now.
Hmm. Okay, very interesting. And I have heard this week as well, the kind of similar thing, like when you have those multi-shift things, that's really the great application for lithium, because it gives you that, like you said, I think you said a lot, uptime. I think that's your favorite word in this podcast.
Yes, right? Absolutely.
So, but that's a big deal. I mean, being able to be up longer and not have to do all those battery switches or take time to charge, certainly pick up on an advantage as well. So we kind of talked about, why switch, why now, or what time is right? Well, shit, sounds like the answer is now, right?
You're saying. Yes.
So, but now, let's get to the last question here, right? Why one charge, though? There's a lot of providers here that are doing lithium now. What sets you apart from some of those?
For me, looking at the market from a high level, I really see a couple things that differentiate one charge from the pack, and that is the mounting strategy. So we take the world's best cell, we put it in an array or in an enclosure that really makes it robust. So our systems are very robust, and for us, durability is really paramount.
Mm-hmm.
So in those applications, it's not a careful application, right? They get banged around and bumped, so you have to have a robust system.
Yeah.
So having that robust design, having resiliency in the IP or in the BMS, so the brain of the system, I think that is one of the key drivers. And what we also hear from customers, large enterprise users, is the telemetry, right? So our telemetry is different, and the data, which helps drive the efficiency of that organization, as they look at asset utilization, they say, David, everybody has telemetry, but yours is better. Right? So being able to look at some of the KPIs, things that drive that organization, or things that they find important, delivering that. So I think, that being a differentiator, so the way we deliver that data to the customer, having the robust design is one, and then two, lead times. For us, we're more vertically integrated than our peers in that space. So lead times are, 6 to 8 weeks. I can be that bold to say 6 to 8 weeks lead time.
Yeah.
And that in today's supply chain world
is good.
Is right. So we may make them too quickly.
Yeah.
But for us, it is owning more of the supply chain and really focusing on that material handling world. And we are committed to it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's really good to hear. And I think, you mentioned something in there about the brain. Right. So go a little more into detail on that. What exactly is the brain here?
So the BMS, what it will do is it'll communicate between the platform, so the truck, and also the charger.
Yeah.
So it really is that nucleus. It drives and it will let the charger know when to taper off, when to shut off, when it does need a charge, communicate to the truck efficiencies, and so we can pull that data and let the customer end user know that, hey, you know what, the truck is for optimal performance, is doing that. The charger, you're not overcharging the batteries, and it's only using the amount of electricity it absolutely needs to charge the system very quickly, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's efficiencies driven from that. So those are KPIs. So that brain is really, it'll list out for a typical customer maybe 130 data points, but the customer may only need 6 of those key points, and so we'll parse that down and put it in a dashboard, and the customer can really see it, and that's where we get a lot of the feedback. So it's not only just all the the buzzwords, the efficiency, the uptime, the no maintenance, right, the operational impact, the cost impact, right.
Yeah.
So, but it's really that real-time data. So they can see it. It is a visceral piece for them to go, you know what, we're actually saving on the electricity because my systems charge faster. We're not having to employ in this regard for the battery if it wasn't this technology. So they look at those hard costs and they compile, right? And it drives a compelling message for why lithium and why OneCharge. So for us, the brain drives that piece and it collects the data. And it is really the heart of the system. So it's energy in the box, and it is simply the brain that makes it, you know, that IP is really the most driving force.
Yeah, it's very interesting because, you know, obviously everything is getting smarter around us, right? And so why should our batteries not get smarter too, right? So so very interesting stuff from you here and OneCharge. I'm curious, you know, at MODEX here, you know, what are you seeing is the most interesting thing to you, or what do you think is like kind of coming next in material handling?
I think robotics, automation. Yeah. I think we can, and it's evident, just the robotics companies in the AMRs, in the AGV space, the robotic space, a lot of automation here, a lot of great partners. We're working with some. It is right now, I would say, you know, that's really the key takeaway for me is, you know, customers know what they want. They know in the market's kind of steering and accelerating the adoption of lithium along with that automation side. So, you know, from dealer principals to partnerships between B2B OEMs and manufacturers, you're starting to see those relationships build. And really for me, I was very surprised how many robotics and AMR and AGV companies are here. And it's something that I see that workplace shortage is going to get filled, right? Yeah. Not all positions, but I think they'll be able to answer that supply chain deficiency.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're not lying. I mean, everywhere you look here, there is some type of robot or something that's moving around. Yeah, so it's pretty remarkable to think about how far we've come to see all this kind of technology going around in our space. It's pretty cool. So David, I want to thank you so much for coming to the booth and talking to me about lithium ion and OneCharge. If people want to find out more information about OneCharge, how can they do that?
Yeah, onecharge.biz, right? So look us up. You can reach out to us on the web. And Kevin, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Definitely. Thank you for coming by the booth again. And we will put all that information at thenewwarehouse.com. So David, thank you again and enjoy the rest of your show.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.